Today, I'll show you how to use Azure ML to build a recommender system that will suggest restaurants based on customers' preferences. We'll start by dragging in the restaurant rating dataset from the UC Irvine Machine Learning repository. It has triplets of user ID, place ID, and rating. From this data, the recommender will learn customers' preferences. Note that the recommender modules expect data to be in this triplet format of users, items, and ratings. The rating scale here goes from 0 to 2. Typically, the scale should be a small range of discrete values. More rating values means the model will get more expensive to compute. Next, we'll drag in Split module to split data into training and validation sets. Note that we should use the recommender split option for this kind of rating data so that the ratings by the same user or for the same restaurant get grouped correctly. We then use the Train Matchbox recommender module to train the model. Matchbox is the name of the algorithm. You can search for Matchbox at infer.net to learn more about it. To validate the model, we score it against the validation data and evaluate the scores. Notice that we have to use recommender-specific scoring and evaluation modules. The trained model connects here. Validation data goes here and here. And scored data goes here. The scoring module has four options for different recommendation problems. Let's pick item recommendation, which in our case means given a customer, give a list of recommended restaurants. Notice that the train and score modules have optional inputs that we didn't use. These are for user and item featured data that can be used to improve the accuracy of the model, especially if you don't have lots of rating data. You can take a look at recommender sample experiment in ML Studio to see how they are used. Now let's run the experiment. Once the experiment is finished, we can take a look at the results. The scoring output shows a set of recommended restaurants by ID, one row for each customer. The evaluation shows a metric called normalized discounted cumulative gain, which measures how well the recommendations match the actual preferences on scale from 0 to 1. Now let's put this model into production as a web service. We click Create Scoring Experiment. We also add Project Columns module to include only the user ID as the input and change the recommended item selection to From All Items. We run the experiment once and then publish the web service. Let's try our new web service. You'll note it gave us a list of recommended restaurant IDs as expected. So, to summarize, we built a recommender system and put it in production as a cloud web service in a matter of minutes. To learn more about recommender systems, you can visit our blog and read a post called Recommendations Everywhere. Thanks for watching.